Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. The darkness has been growing all around us for weeks. The skies are gloomier, the days are shorter, daylight savings time is now only a memory. In ancient time, pagan peoples thought that the growing darkness signaled the triumph of evil gods or the king of the underworld over the gods of light. Of course, we know that this is just part of creation's rhythm, and we're used to more darkness in our lives this time of year. But even though we're used to it, we must admit that physical darkness still has a certain power over us. You can get lost in darkness. It's harder to navigate the roads, and you become more vulnerable. You can't see danger in advance. Whether that's the deer crossing the road or the corner of your furniture in your home, darkness is dangerous. And so darkness forces us to slow down and be more cautious, even more vigilant. It also often leaves us feeling afraid, not able to see what is coming, what is out there. Our imaginations fill the gaps at every sound or movement. Once, when we were living in Texas, Marie and I were driving back from Dallas to Wichita Falls, and I missed the exit for our highway. So instead of turning around, I decided to take the back roads of Texas home. The sky was cloudy, and so there was no relief from moon or stars. And as soon as those city lights faded away, the darkness swallowed us. It was almost suffocating, with only the lights of our car to keep it at bay. Though there was no reason for such a fear, I prayed hard to God that nothing would happen to us out in that darkness. And I was never so relieved to see the glow of city lights again. It's an experience I will never forget. Even physically, our bodies need light. As winter sets in, the cases of depression increase. Those who suffer chronically from depression can almost feel it blow in on those chilly winds. And in those parts of the world where the sunlight is gone most of the day, people have to take extreme steps in order to fight off depression and other physical, mental, and emotional maladies. Physical darkness undeniably has a certain power over us. Spiritual darkness, too, has power in our lives. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And this darkness can also seem very powerful at times, almost as if there's no escape. It seems to crush us and cut us down. And in truth, the king of darkness is very powerful. But even though we feel that power of that darkness, God's word here in Colossians holds out a tremendous promise for us. A new king, Jesus, is reigning even now, and the authority of darkness has been broken. All too often, that darkness seems so strong. Satan's domain can well be described as the domain of darkness. Satan deals in deception and temptation and fear. That is to say, his actions will look hideous in the light, and so he keeps himself from being exposed. And what we can't see either traps us or terrifies us if we know it's lurking. And yet, we have no reason to fear. We were once in that kingdom of Satan, that domain of darkness, because sin had cast us out of the kingdom of light. And yet even now, sin and Satan still pull at you and me, pulling with deception. Sin and Satan aren't really that dangerous. Satan is just a cartoon character prancing around with a cape and a pitchfork, or a fairy tale that we use to scare our children into behaving. God doesn't really care what I do, so I might as well just enjoy myself and make the most out of life, doing what I want. I've got to be true to myself and follow my heart. pulling with temptation. Is it really wrong to look at pornography? To have sex outside of marriage? To live with someone before marriage? Is it really wrong to stream online what I didn't purchase? Or to cheat on a test? Or to lie? Or to skip church? Pulling with fear. But I am so sinful. Forgiveness is for good people, not those who can't get their drinking habit under control or their temper reined in. Not for those who've been unfaithful to their spouse. Not for those who struggle with what I struggle with. That pool of sin and Satan may deceive you and lead you into discouragement and despair, questioning what is wrong with you, wondering if you should just give up and give in and stop trying to live for Christ. But God has rescued you from sin. He has rescued you from Satan, and He has placed you under the authority of His Son. God has delivered you from the power of darkness and has transferred you to the reign of Jesus, His beloved Son, who willingly died in your place. Christ is ruling. He is your mighty King. Notice and believe that past tense. God has rescued you. It's already happened. It happened because of an event in history that happened, the redemption by death of God's beloved Son. Jesus' death on the cross paid for your sin, ransomed you back from the darkness. Those sins we toy with because we thought that they really couldn't hurt us that much have been forgiven. Those sins we try to rationalize away have been forgiven. Even those sins that we know are wrong and know are deadly to us, even now are tormenting us with guilt. Yes, those too have been forgiven. The redemption price was sufficient. The rescue was complete because of who Jesus is and what He has done. And the Son of God, He has authority to break the power of darkness now and forever. The Son is the precise image of He who has the same nature as the Father. God does not wish to keep us in the dark about His identity or His actions. He reveals Himself openly when we see Christ. And in Christ, we see that God's actions are always gracious and loving and forgiving, and for our good. The Son made all things. His ability to rule has no limit. Jesus, not Satan, is the rightful King of the universe. When Jesus returns, and we will see His throne established, and the evil pretender will be cast down forever. The Son sustains all things. This is how vast His power is. His power reaches to every dark corner where Satan tries to lurk. We really do have nothing to fear. Not Satan's worst in this life, and not hell in eternity. And Christ is the church's head. He rose from the dead as the first to do so. And the day of His return in glory, we will also rise. Yet even now He gives us light in this life. And there is nothing that sin or Satan or anything else in all creation can do to take us away from His love in Jesus. Because Christ did what He did with all the fullness of God Himself. He is God. So even when you and I don't feel peaceful, even when you and I feel that darkness pressing around, Jesus has established peace between us and the Father by taking all the hatred and evil of our sins into His own body on the cross. So when you feel that pull and power of darkness, and every Christian feels it, hold fast to the promise of God. We are no longer under condemnation. that danger, that fear. God has rescued us and transferred us from the reign into the reign of his Son. One day that reign will come in glory, and we shall see light. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, our living and reigning Lord. Amen.